of Maria Dettlinger. Inbound coming from the baseline right for Lindenwood. Comes in to Ferguson, who drives with it. Shot knocked away by Meyer, and the rebound for McConkie for Northwest. 3:13 to play in the first quarter. Still a two-point game, 10-8. Lindenwood with the lead. Macy Williams gets it to the left side. McConkie now to the high post. Tupuwata out to the right wing. Williams puts up a three-pointer. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Tupuwata, but she's not going to be able to chase it down before it goes into the Lindenwood bench. Good effort there by Tupuwata, but just couldn't get to it as Sharice Williams checks into the lineup for Coach Tony Francis of Lindenwood. He has substituted about every other whistle, it seems like, so far. 2:53 to play in this first quarter. Pass goes to the left side for Butler. She'll drive with it, kick it into the corner, and a nice catch there in the corner by Lexi Moe, who drives with it and hits a layup. Points in the paint were a factor in the first matchup between these two, and early on, the same is happening here. 12-8, the lead for Lindenwood. Now Macy Williams to the top of the key for Tupuwata. Nice pass inside to Meyer. Shot by Meyer. In and out, no good. Bildner with the rebound for the Lions. Outlet will go to Medlin. Medlin tried to get a pass underneath, but Lexi Moe didn't cut toward the basket. She went toward the corner. So the ball sails out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest as Jade Garone checks back into the game for Lindenwood.
Well, think about it, though, a better start for Northwest against Lindenwood in this first quarter than that first time up in Maryville. Northwest right in this ballgame.
Macy Williams with it in the backcourt. Gets a screen from Meyer across the timeline now with the dribble. Gets another screen from Meyer, working it toward the right side. Spins, passes it left for McAndrews. She's on the wing with it. Over to the right for Meyer. Left open, takes a three. That one's too strong. Bildner the rebound for Lindenwood. Pass will go ahead to Grown. In transition, down the lane she goes. Nothing there. She'll back it out to the left wing. Between the circles for Ferguson. Back over to Grown. Couple of dribbles. Now over to the right side. Gets it on the wing for Williams. Williams will bring it to the free throw line. Steps back. Now drives again. Ball stripped out of her hands by Mallory McAndrews. It goes out of bounds, and Lindenwood will inbound. Jalen Haggard and Kylie Coleman back in for Northwest. Gabby Walker back on the court for Lindenwood. 1:36 to play in the first quarter. It's a 12-8 lead for the Lions. They inbound the ball underneath their own basket. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Bildner on the right wing. Gets a pass inside to Walker. Squares up against Meyer. Spins. Goes up with the shot. Off the glass. It's good for Gabby Walker. Averages 13 a game. That's her first 2 points tonight. And it's a 14-8 lead for the Lions. Right now on an 8-0 run against the Bearcats. Haggard with it in the center circle. Works it right. Now brings it back to the left. Passes it over for McConkie. Looks in at Meyer. Nothing there. Now to Coleman. Over to the right for Haggard. Haggard hounded by Garone. Gets it to the left for Meyer. She'll dribble drive with it. Spins in the lane. Underhanded layup. No good. And Bildner with the rebound for Lindenwood. Long pass ahead for Walker down the court. McConkie and Tupuwata get back defensively. Shot no good. Tupuwata with the rebound for Northwest. And now has it stripped from behind by Ferguson. It'll be picked up by Sharice Williams, and Lindenwood will keep possession. 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's a 14-8 game. Lindenwood with the lead in the basketball. On the right side, Ferguson puts up a three-pointer after a screen from Walker. Knocks it down. First points for Kylie Ferguson, her 24th three-pointer of the season. And Northwest breaks the full court pressure. 17-8, the lead for Lindenwood. Coleman at the top of the key, now to the right side for Haggard. She'll bring it middle of the floor as they want to work for the final shot of the quarter. 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Haggard backs up a couple more steps in the center circle. Now sets the play in motion. Has a screen either direction. Goes to the right side. On the drive with it. Tries to go up with a shot. Knocked away. Rebound fought for. And they'll call a held ball. So Lindenwood will get possession with 2.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. Maria Dettlinger back into the game for Northwest. Tupuwata the sideline. And Jerrica Butler back in for Lindenwood. Replacing Kylie Ferguson. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt for Northwest, trying to keep Lindenwood from getting an easy look here at the tail end of the first quarter. As the inbound comes to Garone, she'll dribble it just beyond midcourt, takes the shot, misses everything, out of bounds, and it's a 17-8 game. Lindenwood leading Northwest Missouri State after the first quarter. We're back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Northwest starts the second quarter with the basketball. Jalen Haggard out between the circles. It's a 17-8 lead for Lindenwood over Northwest. Now it's McConkie top of the key. Gives it for Coleman. Coleman inside, Meyer shot, no good, off the backboard and side of the rim. Bildner with the rebound for Lindenwood. Allitt will go to Garone, over to the right side on the wing. Williams, Bildner, now inside to Walker, give and go, back to Bildner, easy layup left side for Callie Bildner. That's 8 for Bildner, and it's a 19-8 lead. Northwest held a short 8-6 lead, and since then, Lindenwood has reeled off 13 straight. Over to the right side, McConkie, now to Meyer. Coleman over to the left side. Haggard, top of the key. McConkie now to the right for Coleman. Coleman to the free throw line to Haggard. Open, 16-footer on the way, too strong. Rebound for Bildner for Lindenwood. See why she averages a double-double a game. Averaging 12 boards along with the 18.5 points. Bildner to the top of the key. Pass to the left side. Tipped by Coleman. Knocked out of bounds into the Bearcat bench. And Mallory McAndrews and Kehlani Ma'ava back into the game for Northwest. McConkie and Meyer to the sideline. And Coach Francis, not missing an opportunity to substitute, brings in Lexi Moe and Lindsay Medlin.
Well, he's running a lot of full court defense to go along with trying to get a transition offense going. So I imagine he figures that the more substitutions he makes, the fresher the player's going to be down the line.
Williams on the left side, brings it top of the key. Now out to the left wing. Moe, open three, is good for Lexi Moe. Her 15th three of the season. She's at her season average of 5 points already. 22-8 the lead for Lindenwood. 8:26 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Pass over to the right side is tipped. Lexi Moe got a hand on it. Goes into the Lindenwood bench, so Northwest will inbound. Haggard will trigger it in. Brings it into Ma'ava, who fakes a handoff to Haggard, then drives with it. Tried to go up with a shot in the double team. It's knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Jerrica Butler. Butler takes it all the way the other way, misses the shot. The rebound attempted by Bildner. Tried to tip it to Butler, who was standing out of bounds. And so Northwest will get it. And an inbound against full court pressure as Coleman takes the inbound. As Lindsay Medlin in front of her gets a screen and it dribbling across the timeline left. Now brings it to the right side. Gives it for Haggard between the circles. On to the left, McAndrews. Three-pointer from the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped underneath. Saved inbounds by Moe to Bildner, who gets the outlet ahead to Medlin. She'll dribble to the left wing with it in transition. Now between the circles to Moe. Moe wants to drive on Ma'ava. Stopped on the block. Has to kick it out. Does so right side. Butler on the wing. She'll bring it to the top of the key with the dribble. Over to the right side on the wing. A three coming from Medlin. Nothing but net for Lindsay Medlin. And Lindenwood reeling off a big run here now. 19-0 with 7:25 to play in the first half.
Yeah, they're shooting 56% from the field.
Right side. Swings around to the left now. Into the corner for Coleman. Coleman trying to drive on the baseline. Spins. Gets it out to Dentlinger. Dentlinger into the lane. Goes up with an underhanded shot. No good. And the rebound for Lexi Moe for Lindenwood.
And you count on that with Northwest struggling offensively, just shooting 16% right now, hitting only three field goals.
Ball on the baseline left. Moe with it there. Brings it into the lane, goes through the lane, and hits the layup around Mayava. Moe with 7 points and a timeout for the Bearcats. 27-8, the lead for Lindenwood. 6:48 to play in the first half. We'll be back to St. Charles after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXTV, KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Back in St. Charles, Lindenwood with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The Bearcats held the lead of 8-6 about midway through the first quarter, and since then it's been all Lindenwood as they lead 27-8 with 6:48 to play in the first half.
Yeah, Lindenwood just red hot from the field during that stretch. They're 11-19 from the field. They've knocked down three three-pointers, and on top of that, they're just dominating the boards against Northwest. 17 rebounds in this first half. Northwest with just 6. And I guess that's not a huge surprise with the height that Lindenwood has. And, of course, with Callie Bildner inside, one of the top post players in them, Ida Belay, just dominating inside. And it's been kind of a tough stretch here in this first half after, as you mentioned, getting off to a fairly good start in this one.
Bearcats with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Haggard will work it right side for Coleman. Coleman to the top of the key. Now to McAndrews on to the left side for Haggard. Haggard with a couple of dribbles on the wing. Brings it out between the circles for McAndrews. Now to Coleman left side. Gets a screen from Meyer. Steps back. Takes a 17-footer. That one off to the right. And the rebound inside for Lexi Moe. Pass ahead for Ferguson. She'll skip it across to the left side. Ross cutting to the basket. Now gets it inside. That's Giese. Around to the left wing, and Medlin takes a three. No good. Rebound and follow also missed by Moe. This time, it's Kylie Coleman out of there with it for Northwest. Haggard calls out the offense as she walks across midcourt. Over to the left side for Dentlinger. Now to Coleman on the wing. Coleman with the crossover gives it up for Meyer. Meyer between the circles to Haggard. 8 on the shot clock. Haggard over to the right, thought about a three, gives it up to McAndrews, who's looking inside, nothing there. She'll drive with it. The runner off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound for Lexi Moe for Lindenwood. So the drought continues for the Northwest women. Drive down to the baseline by Medlin, kicks it out in the corner. Now it goes to the top of the key. Moe on the drive. Back into the corner, now to the right wing. Ferguson drives, cut off, brings it out to the wing. Top of the key to Ross. Over to the right side, a three by Lexi Moe, and it's good. Lexi Moe with her second three of this first half. She has 10 points, and it's a 30-8 lead for Lindenwood over Northwest. 5:06 to play in the first half. On to the right side, it goes to McAndrews. Now inside to Meyer. Meyer with a dribble, spins, hook shot, too strong. Ross with the rebound on the backside for Lindenwood. She'll dribble across midcourt with it. Leave it on the right wing. Now top of the key, it goes to Moe. Over to the left side, Medlin. Medlin wanting to get it to Ferguson. Instead, we'll get a screen from Ferguson. Into the right corner, Ross fakes on a three, drives on the baseline, goes inside to Giese. He misses the shot but draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Lions. This time around, Maria Dentlinger called for the foul for Northwest. That's her first.
Lindenwood came into tonight's game just 14-12 and 6-10 in MIAA play, but times that we've seen Lindenwood, they've been clicking, and I'm a little bit surprised that the record's not any better than it is with the way they've been playing.
First free throw by Kenzie Giese is good. Melanie Tupawata in for Maria Dentlinger. Three substitutes for Coach Tony Francis and Lindenwood. Callie Bildner, Jade Grone, and Sharice Williams back on the floor for the Lions. Second free throw coming for Giese, and that one's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to the free throw line. It's picked up by Giese. She'll work it over to the right side for Ferguson. Couple of dribbles for her. Now between the circles it goes. Barone dribbling with it right side. Given some room by McAndrews. Now to the left for Williams. She drives with it through the lane. Layup on the right. No good. Rebound. Giese takes a dribble. Kick out. Left side three from Garone is good. Jade Garone with her 10th three-pointer of the season. First points tonight. And it's a 34-8 game. Lindenwood with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Driving the right side. Jalen Haggard hits the shot high off the glass. And a foul call will send her to the free throw line. The foul is on Jade Garone. That'll be her first, third team foul, and a 3-point play opportunity coming up for Jalen Haggard. Gabby Walker back in for Lindenwood. And the first free, or the only free throw, I should say, for Haggard is good. She gets the 3-point play the old fashioned way. 34-11 the lead for Lindenwood as the Lions have the basketball. 3:53 to play in the first half. Pass underneath to Gabby Walker. Shot over a double team, no good. Tupawata the rebound. Rips it away from Walker and gets it to Haggard. Cross midcourt on the left side. Now to the top of the key. Crossover to the left side. Shot fake. Gives it to Tupawata. She's at the top of the key with it. Over to the left side, Haggard. Near the corner, brings it up to the wing. Top of the key for Coleman. On to the right, McAndrews. McAndrews to Haggard between the circles. 8 on the shot clock. Haggard looks left side, gets it for Coleman. Coleman will drive with it down toward the baseline. Draws the foul. It's a bump on the floor by Sharice Williams. That'll be the first on Williams. Second team foul in this quarter against Lindenwood. And Northwest will inbound. On the baseline left. Haggard gets the inbound to Tupawata, and she has it taken away as Garone comes up with it. And she'll bring it across midcourt, middle of the floor for Lindenwood. Over to the left side. Williams on the wing, gets a screen. Brings it across the lane to Bildner in the corner. Bildner goes inside with a nice look to Gabby Walker, and Walker hits the shot. 4 points for Walker. 36-11, the lead for Lindenwood. Haggard across midcourt with it. Stops well beyond the arc, right side. Skips it across McAndrews. Left side three. Good for Mallory McAndrews. All 6 of her points from outside the arc. 36-14 the lead. Now quickly ahead. Gabby Walker takes the pass. Hits a shot inside and draws the foul on Tupawata. So she'll get a 3-point play opportunity. That'll be the second on Mele Tupawata.
Northwest defensively just can't relax after having a made basket on the offensive side. Lindenwood does a good job getting the ball down the floor that time in transition. Got a good look inside and getting a chance to get to the free throw line.
Macy Williams checks in for Northwest. Sarah Ross for Lindenwood. And the first free throw, or the only free throw, did it again. Gabby Walker knocks it down. She gets the 3-point play. 7 points for her. And with 2:40 to play, a steal on the inbound. Lindenwood with it. Garone to Walker. Now back to Garone. She bobbles it, but it's picked up top of the key by Williams, who drives underneath to Walker. Wide open. Layup is good by Gabby Walker. 9 for Walker. 41-14 the lead for Lindenwood. 2:22 to play in the first half. Macy Williams between the circles with it to the top of the key, over to the right side. Dribbles to the wing. Now to Tupawata. On to Coleman. She has it on the right wing. Now pass top of the key taken away by Walker. It was intended for Meyer, and Walker will get a wide open layup the other way. That's 11 for Walker. 43-14 the lead for Lindenwood. 1:58 to play in the first half.
8 different players have scored for Lindenwood in this first half.
Macy Williams with a pass to the right side for Coleman for the Bearcats. Coleman will dribble to the free throw line. Now spins, brings it back to the right side. Haggard on the wing. Couple of dribbles up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound on the floor to Garone. Garone slows and then speeds up. Tries to drive. Hits the side of the backboard with the shot. Coleman with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Williams. Cross midcourt. Inside, trying to go to Meyer. Gabby Walker tips it loose, but couldn't grab a hold of it, so it goes out of bounds, and Northwest will have it. Kehlani Maaba back in for Northwest, along with Mallory McConkie, and Zoe Hayward will check in for the Bearcats as well. Lindsay Medlin back onto the floor for Lindenwood, along with Jerrica Butler. Lexi Moe also back out there for Lindenwood as well. An inbound coming from Macy Williams. Lobs it out between the circles for Hayward. 1:22 to go in the first half. Hayward gets a screen from Williams, drives to the baseline, tries to get it to Maiava, but a bump foul going to be called against Jade Garone. That'll be her second foul, 13th foul against the Lions. Northwest will inbound baseline left. Williams will trigger it in. Looking for Meyer. The ball tipped away from Meyer. Goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Lindenwood. Meyer and McConkey were both over by the ball, but looked at each other to grab it, and it just rolls out harmlessly. And Kylie Ferguson will check back in for Lindenwood. 1:15 to play in the first half. Now we got a stoppage of play as they did not get the clock started right away. And then it started. They let 2 seconds go off after the whistle blew, and they're just going to leave it right there.
Well, that's where they wanted it.
So another inbound for Lindenwood. Medlin cross midcourt with the dribble. Brings it over to the right side. On the wing for Butler. Now to Bildner. Skips it across to the left side for Medlin. Medlin goes to the free throw line. Bildner down the lane. Shot knocked away by Zoe Hayward, and it goes out of bounds off of Bildner. So Northwest will get possession. Under a minute to play in the first half. 43-14, the lead for Lindenwood. Hayward across midcourt with the dribble. Brings it over to the right side. Dribbles down to the baseline. Through the lane. Reverse layup is blocked away. Lexi Moe got a piece of it. Then it hit the bottom of the backboard. And now in transition again is Lindenwood. A shot up by Medlin. No good. But she draws a foul. And we'll get an opportunity at two at the free throw line. Foul call comes against Macy Williams. That'll be her first. So Lindsay Medlin to the line to shoot two. Her first trip there tonight, an 82% free throw shooter. And she hits the first. Second one coming for Medlin. That one off the front of the rim, no good. And Maiava there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Williams. Slowly across midcourt on the right side. A half minute to play in the first half. Williams has a screen either direction if she wants to use it. Goes to the right. Uses Maiava. On the wing with the dribble. Hands it for McConkey. Now McConkey with 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key. Hayward between the circles. Drives. Now down to the baseline. Maiava puts up the shot. It is short. Rebounded by Lexi Moe for Lindenwood. Moe with a long pass ahead for Ferguson. And then she tried to get a pass into the corner. It's off the fingertips of Lindsay Medlin. It'll go out of bounds, and Northwest will have it. 5.7 seconds to play in the first half. Inbound to Zoe Hayward. Hayward checks the clock, dribbling to midcourt. Gets a shot off just beyond midcourt. It is short. And that's the end of the first half, 44-14. Lindenwood with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Reminder that tonight's game is underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. We'll be back with more from St. Charles, Missouri, right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MarylandDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
We're back in St. Charles at the half, 44-14, the lead for Lindenwood over the Northwest Missouri State women. And, John, it was exciting early, but starting at about the 2:43 mark, or actually even a little bit earlier than that, Northwest went roughly 11, 12 minutes without scoring, and that's where this game really opened up.
Well, it's tough to overcome that, especially against a team like Lindenwood that took advantage of that, went on a nice run, and Northwest right now has a big task at hand to try to come out of this in the second half, but you just can't go that long without scoring and staying in games. And again, I look at this in the second quarter where this Coach Francis is getting a lot of players in and out of his lineup, and they're all contributing and playing well, and they've got 8 players that have scored out of the first half. Northwest is just 3 players that have been able to put the ball through the hoop, and it's just tough to overcome that.
7 of those 8 players for Lindenwood scored during the 24-0 run that Lindenwood had during that stretch for Northwest to open up the lead. They lead 44-14. When we come back, we'll talk about the men's matchup coming up a little bit later on this evening from St. Charles. We'll do it right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
We're back in St. Charles at Lindenwood University at the half. The women trailing Lindenwood a little bit later on this evening. The men's teams will match up, and joining us is Northwest Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. And, Coach, I know you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season, and Saturday, even though it was Missouri Southern again, a team that got you down in Joplin, I would have to think, knowing this is the final week of the regular season, that hopefully that was kind of a wake-up call for the guys.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, you never want to lose a game, especially being senior night and you know, having, obviously, Chris had never lost at home, so his first loss was his last regular season home game, but you know, it was a great atmosphere. Really appreciate our fans coming out, and it was probably the best atmosphere of the season, and it was a high-level game, and came up on the short end, but yeah, I think moving forward now, getting that out of our system, you know, getting Justin a little bit healthier and back to pretty close to full strength, and yeah, last two regular season games, and we need to be playing at a tournament level, because when you get in the postseason, you don't get a next game. You know, no matter what happens, you got to be playing great, and that's part of getting to where we want to be is being consistently great every time we come out.
It seems like you guys have a team that is kind of a big game type of team. So it seems like when we get into the situation that you're talking about, trying to hold that top spot in the region, things like that, knowing that these games are big, even though they're regular season, that maybe that's going to drive this team a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. And we've seen that in the past with the Lincoln Memorial this season and big games throughout the year, and then obviously going back to last year in the postseason. But I think it's just going back, like Coach said the other day, just going back to what we do and doing it at a high level. We felt the Southern game, we came out and defensively, we just weren't really ourselves. You know, we weren't in our gaps. Our defensive spacing wasn't very good. And it just wasn't us. So getting back, keeping it simple, you know, we've tried to clean up some things, but we're not, you know, having 3 or 4 hour practice, putting in a bunch of new things. It's getting back to just being ourselves and trying to get to that high level, and hopefully we'll play well tonight.
I know everybody's wondering, how's Justin feeling coming into tonight?
He's doing good. You know, I think he's going to be as close to full go as he's been. You know, I think that game against Southern, you know, for the first, you know, whatever, he played 25, 26 minutes. He was out there, but he just wasn't true Justin. And it was almost like you were waiting for that ball to go in. And when he got that first field goal with, you know, 4 minutes left or whatever, it was kind of like, okay, now he's going. And we saw he had, I think, 13 points in 4 minutes with him, the old Justin, attacking, getting paint, finishing. He's had some really good practices. And I think he's ready to go, and I think he'll have a big game tonight.
Second matchup with Lindenwood. Obviously, you beat them in Maryville. What do you take away from that first game from the Lions?
We played well against them, you know, and we always talk about with them. They do a lot of different things defensively. Remember in that game, they pretty much allowed us to catch. You know, Brett caught it ahead of the key, and everybody stayed home, and it was pretty much ISO time. So it may be the same. It may be something totally different. You know, they've shown that they'll trap some ball screens. They'll play some zone, press, whatever it may be. So we've just really stressed, you know, be ready for anything, be ready to attack. And then offensively, they run primarily motion. They do a pretty good job. Their bigs are playing well. They duck in and look to go inside. But guard motion, and that's what we do every day in practice. One of our drills is defensive drills. We got to get 3 stops in a row, and it's guard motion. So it's what we do every day in practice, and we need to be really good. Tonight, they're really good at setting screens, popping, getting space, and then driving off of it. So got to guard the ball, get through screens, communicate, you know, with motion. Ball pressure is huge. Pressuring guys up top where they can't read situations. And then, you know, defensive rebounding, that cost us again at Southern, or at home against Southern. We got to do a better job, and that's one area that we can really make a jump and get better at. You know, it's one of the things we drill it every single day. You know, we do the blockout drills and we show film, and it's just at some point it needs to click for all 5 guys on the floor. Because you can have 3 or 4 guys doing their job and one guy does it, that's when you give up offensive rebounds. And we gave up some big-time crucial ones late in that game.
All right, Coach, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They'll match up with Lindenwood a little bit later on this evening. A reminder, tonight's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing and National Investors of Redfield, Iowa. We're at the half of the women's game, 44-14. Lindenwood with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back with some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back at Lindenwood University, 44-14, the lead for Lindenwood over Northwest Missouri State. A look at some of the first half stats. For Northwest, being led in scoring by a pair of players with 6 points apiece, Jalen Haggard and Mallory McAndrews. A couple of points for Kehlani Maiaba, rounding out the scoring for Northwest in that first half. Look on the other side for Lindenwood. As we mentioned, 8 different players have scored. 11 points from Gabby Walker off the bench leading the way. Also off the bench, Lexi Moe with 10 points. So their top 2 scorers both coming off the bench for Lindenwood. 8 points for Callie Bildner to go along with 7 rebounds. Lindenwood out-rebounded Northwest 26-11 in that first half. Had 7 offensive rebounds. The Bearcats 5 of 26 from the field. Lindenwood 17 of 31. There's a look at some first half stats. We're back with second half action right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in St. Charles, Missouri, about to start the second half of the women's game, Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood. Lindenwood with a 44-14 lead, and they'll have the ball first to start this second half. Working right to left as Jade Grome brings it over to the right side. Lobs it inside to Sarah Ross, cutting to the basket. It's knocked out of her hands by Kylie Coleman out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Lindenwood. It'll come baseline right as Grome steps out to trigger it in. We're at Highland Arena tonight as the inbound comes on the block to Giese. Hands it for Garone. Now trying to get it back to Giese. Tipped by Maiaba. It is loose on the floor. Maiaba dives after it and gets it to Kylie Coleman. Coleman cross midcourt, right side of the floor. She works down the sideline. Looked in at Meyer. Not there. Between the circles for Haggard. Haggard gets a screen from Meyer. Dribbles over to the right wing with it. Brings it to the top of the key. McAndrews looks in at Maiaba, cutting through. It's not there, so she'll dribble with it. Work it over to Maiaba on the right wing. Into the corner for Haggard. Knocked out of her hands by Garone. It goes out of bounds. And an inbound coming for Northwest near the corner on the sideline. Haggard looking to trigger it in, does so to Maiaba on the wing. She'll put it on the floor, dribble to the elbow, now spin, down the lane she goes, up with the shot, no good, the rebound tipped around, Maiaba hustling after it, gets it to Coleman, now top of the key for Meyer. Meyer has it swatted out of her hands, it's picked up by Sharice Williams. Williams falling to the floor, gets it to Giese, now to Garone, over to the right side, a layup good for Sarah Ross. Good hustle there by Linenwood on the Northwest turnover, 46-14 their lead, just over a minute into the second half. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. McAndrews brings it top of the key over to the left side for Coleman. Goes inside. Maiaba with the shot. Couldn't get it to go, but does draw the foul. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Foul on Kenzie Giese. That is her first foul of this second half against either team. And Kehlani Maiaba steps to the line for two. Maiaba's done fairly well at the last couple of weeks, getting more aggressive for Northwest as she gets comfortable, hits her first free throw, and she'll get a second opportunity as Maria Dentlinger checks into the lineup for Northwest. Second free throw for Maiaba is good. 4 points for Kehlani Maiaba, 46-16, the lead for Lindenwood. Lyons also with the basketball. On the left wing is Ross. She'll bring it to the free throw line through the lane to Bildner in the right corner. One dribble for her. Now to the wing. Williams thinking about a drive. Brings it to the free throw line. Lobs it down to Bildner. Shot by Bildner. No good. But she's fouled by Maiaba. So Bildner will go to the free throw line. And will shoot two for Lindenwood. Bildner already 2 of 2 at the line. Not coming back in the first half. First free throw by Bildner is good. Tonight's game underwritten by Brown Shoefit, as well as Pitzenberger Auto Body. Second one coming for Callie Bildner, and that one is good as well. She has 10 points. Now three players for Lindenwood in double-digit scoring. 8:24 to play in the third quarter. They lead Northwest 48-16. Still some pressure in the backcourt from Lindenwood as McAndrews brings it across the timeline with the dribble. Gives it for Haggard in the center circle, closely guarded by Garone. Over to the right side on the wing with the dribble. Now brings it back to the top of the key. Maiaba with the screen. Left side, McAndrews. Now to Kylie Coleman. She's at the top. Gets a screen from Maiaba. On the drive with it all the way to the basket. Layup is good for Coleman. First points for Coleman, 48-18. Lindenwood with the lead and the ball. Down the left side of the lane goes Ross. Kick out to Bildner, top of the key. She'll drive with it. Up with the shot, no good, but draws another foul. And we'll head to the free throw line for two more for Lindenwood. For Northwest, Kehlani Maiaba picks up her third. Second team foul against Northwest in this third quarter. And Bildner on both fouls has ended up at the free throw line, but this time misses the first of two. Millie Tupuwata checks into the lineup for Northwest. Gabby Walker onto the floor for Lindenwood. And the second free throw for Bildner is good. So she hits one of the two. Now 5 of 6 at the line. 11 points for her. 49-18 the lead for Lindenwood. Full court pressure. Gets to Haggard. Cutting across midcourt. Breaking the pressure. And now Haggard goes to the floor. And a foul from behind will be called on Jade Garone. That'll be her third. Second team foul. So an inbound for Northwest baseline right. Lindsay Medlin back into the game along with Kylie Ferguson. And Jerrica Butler. Inbound will come from Haggard, baseline right. To Coleman, and an offensive foul on an illegal screen. This one is set by Mele Tupuwata. That'll be 3-on-2 Tupuwata.
Look at Lindenwood right now. They've played 10 players, and 9 of those 10 players have scored.
Cross midcourt with the dribble. Lindsay Medlin for Lindenwood. They lead it 49-18. Now pass over to the right side. It was intended for Lindsay Medlin, but Medlin had cut toward the baseline, so the ball sails out of bounds. And Northwest faces full court pressure once again. 7:25 to play in the third quarter. Cross midcourt. Coleman to the free throw line. Up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. No good. And there for the rebound, Callie Bildner. Bildner with the outlet to Medlin. Cross the timeline with it to Bildner, top of the key. Fakes on the three, and then as she tries to drive, a grab by Maria Dentlinger, and so Dentlinger will pick up her second foul. And Lexi Moe onto the floor in place of Bildner for Lindenwood. And an inbound coming for the Lions on the far side, right at the end of their bench, near the scorer's table. Comes into midcourt. Medlin with it. Over to the right side, hands it for Ferguson on the wing. She'll dribble to the top of the key, lobs it over to Butler. Butler into the lane with it, goes up with a runner over to Buona, who is called for a foul. That'll be the fourth on Mele Tupuwana. 49-18 the lead for Lindenwood. 6:58 to play in the third quarter. And stepping to the line, Jerrica Butler for her first two free throw attempts of the game. She has a couple of points tonight. Misses the first free throw. Mallory McConkey onto the floor. Northwest going with a bit smaller lineup here. They do have Maria Dentlinger out there at the five. Second free throw coming for Butler. That is up and good. So she hit one of the two. 50-18 the lead for Lindenwood. 6:58 to play in the third quarter. Full court pressure. Inbound to McAndrews. Now to McConkey. She'll bring it up the floor, working against Gabby Walker. Gets a screen at midcourt. Now down the left side of the lane. Picks up the dribble. Top of the key for Haggard. Over to the left side, McAndrews. Now to Coleman, top of the key. She dribbles over to the left. Open, takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound chase down by Maria Dentlinger for Northwest. To Haggard on the backdoor cut. Layup good by Jalen Haggard. Haggard with eight. 50-20. Northwest, or rather Lindenwood's lead over Northwest. Lindenwood with the ball. On the right side, Ferguson brings it between the circles. Now pass over to the right. Kylie Coleman tips it loose, but couldn't catch up to it before it hit the sideline. So an inbound coming for Lindenwood. Good hustle defensively by Coleman.
Northwest playing a lot better in this third quarter than they did in the first half. Of course, they dug themselves a pretty big hole out of the first half. But right now, staying with Lindenwood, both teams with 6 points in this third quarter.
Inbound comes to Medlin. Medlin will work it over to the left wing. Tried to hand it off to Ferguson. She just let it go. Medlin picks it back up. Spins into the lane. Now pass goes into the corner. Jerrica Butler takes a three and knocks it down. Butler doubles her total points. Now with six. That's a 53-20 lead for Lindenwood. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 5:55 to play in the third quarter. Haggard on the drive. Bounce pass to the baseline. McConkey with a shot fake. Now to Dentlinger. Free throw line jumper. No good. In and out. And a rebound for Gabby Walker for Lindenwood. Now to Medlin across midcourt to the right wing, top of the key, Walker. Pass over to the left side, tipped by Coleman, but it's chased down by Jerrica Butler. Top of the key pass for Ferguson. Ferguson onto the right wing with the dribble. Spires it there. Gets a bounce pass to the high post. Moe down the lane, up with the shot, no good. Dentlinger trying to get to the rebound, but Moe beats her to it. Now out with a new shot clock for Lindenwood. Medlin will reset the offense. To Walker, 5:14 to play in the third quarter, and a bump and a basket by Lindsay Medlin, so she'll get a three-point play opportunity for Lindenwood. Northwest foul called on Maria Dentlinger, and that'll be the third on Dentlinger. Macy Williams and Zoe Hayward check in for Northwest. And Medlin to the line for one. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Medlin hits the free throw, and the lead builds to 56-20. Lindenwood over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with a basketball. Haggard between the circles. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Goes on the drive. Layup right side off the back of the rim. Rebound Dentlinger. Kick out to Hayward. Hayward dribbles to the top of the key. Now brings it to Haggard. Haggard with a long bounce pass down to McConkey. McConkey drives baseline and hits the shot. So McConkey with her first points of the ball game, 56-22. Lindenwood with the lead and the basketball. 4:33 to play in the third quarter. Pass goes inside and an easy shot for Lexi Moe. That's 12 for Moe. And now a 58-22 lead for Lindenwood. Macy Williams with it for Northwest to the top of the key for Hayward. Hayward works it into Haggard. Haggard up with the shot from 10, and it's no good. Bildner with the rebound for Lindenwood. Outlet will go to the right side for Medlin. Medlin has it tipped away. Hayward comes up with a loose ball. A two-on-one for Northwest. Hayward over to McConkie. Layup on the right. Good for Mallory McConkie. That's four for McConkie. 58-24. The lead for Lindenwood. Lions also with a basketball. 3:48 to play in the third quarter. Medlin to Bildner. Over to the right side on the wing, Butler. Butler with one dribble. Now steps back. Toe on the arc. Takes the shot. It's no good. Macy Williams the rebound for Northwest. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Now stops there. Works it over to the left side for Hayward. Hayward gets a screen from Dentlinger. Down to the baseline. Goes up with the shot. And a foul call coming against Kylie Ferguson. That'll be her first. Hayward will take two free throws when we come back. 58-24. Lindenwood's lead over Northwest. 3:24 to play in the third quarter. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Highland Arena, Zoe Hayward out of the timeout, hits two free throws for Northwest Missouri State, 58-26. Lindenwood with the lead over Northwest. 3:08 to play in the third quarter. Lindenwood turning the ball over after their possession, after the made free throws. Now Northwest with it. Kylie Coleman on the right wing, inside to Maiava. And Maiava fouled by Callie Bildner. That'll be the first on Bildner.
Bildner with ties to Northwest. Her dad, Tom, played for Coach Lionel Sin back in the early 1980s. And then he was a graduate assistant under Coach Steve Tapmeyer for a while. Good to see Tom at halftime of today's game.
Gabby Walker in for Lindenwood. Inbound coming for Macy Williams. Williams still looking. Now gets it into Maiava on the baseline. Trying to drive on Walker. Tried to go high post with the pass to Coleman. Passed her, but chased down by McConkie. Hands it off for Macy Williams. She'll set the offense. Gets the screen from Maiava. Dribbling with it on the right side. Now to Coleman. Coleman brings it over to the left. Hayward. Hayward at the free throw line. Crosses over. Tries to go down the lane with the shot and a foul call. This will go against Lindenwood, much to the dismay of Sarah Ross, who picks up her third.
Ross thought she went straight up to try to block that shot, and instead just called for the foul.
Two opportunities at the line for Zoe Hayward. Tonight's game underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, as well as Heinlein Home Furnishings. First free throw for Hayward is good. All three of her points coming at the free throw line. And one more attempt coming up as well. That's on the way, and good. Rattled down. 58-28, Lindenwood's lead, 2:35 to play in the third quarter. Lindenwood with the ball. Sharice Williams dribbles to the free throw line, hesitates, now drives all the way to the bucket and hits the layup left side. First points of the game for Williams. And it's a 60-28 lead. Lindenwood with the lead, Northwest with the basketball. Coleman over to Williams. Williams at the top of the key with the dribble. Tries to leave it out for Hayward, who picks it up on the right sideline. Hayward gets a screen from Maiava. 10 on the shot clock. Now the other way. Kicks it out for Coleman. Coleman will drive with it. Up with the left-handed shot. No good. Williams with the rebound. Fouled from behind. This one should go on Jade Garone. That'll be the fourth on Garone. And two free throw attempts coming up for Macy Williams. The first of the two for Williams is good. They'll get another opportunity. First point of the game for Williams. Lexi Moe and Lindsay Medlin check into the game for Coach Tony Francis. They've secured their spot in the MIAA tournament. 11 of the 12 spots have already been secured as Williams knocks down the second. Northwest had a chance at that 12th spot. Needed to win tonight and Saturday and needed one loss by Missouri Western. But tonight, not looking good for the Cats. As they trail 60-30, a drive along the baseline. Gabby Walker up with the shot, and it's good. Walker with 13 points. That's her season average. 1:35 to play in the third quarter, and it's 62-30, Lindenwood. Top of the key is Macy Williams. Backs it up, now works it over to the left side with a dribble. Down the lane she goes. The layup is up, no good, but Williams draws a foul. And we'll go to the free throw line. Sharice Williams called for her second.
Nice strong drive to the basket for Williams. A little stutter step out near the free throw line. Went down the lane off the left side. Able to get herself to the free throw line.
Williams, 14 of 18 at the line on the season, including the two she made just a moment ago. And now hits the first of her two here. All three of her points coming at the free throw line. And the second one rattles down as well. 62-32, Lindenwood's lead. Lions with the basketball, minute 20 to play in the third quarter. Medlin spins, started a drive, cut off, gets it to Walker at the right elbow. Walker drives on Maiava, spins, hook shot in the lane is good. Walker with 15 points. 64-32, the lead for Lindenwood. Macy Williams with it between the circles left side. Now at the top of the key with it. Left open. Takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sarah Ross for Lindenwood. She'll lead the 3-on-2 break. Bad pass over to the right, but Williams will chase it down. Drive into the lane. Give it to Ross. Layup good. Ross foul from behind. And she'll go to the line with a three-point play opportunity for the Lions as the foul is called on Zoe Hayward. That's the first on Hayward. 66-32, the Lindenwood lead. Free throw rattles out for Ross. And across midcourt comes Macy Williams. She'll back it out as they'll try to run as much of the third quarter clock down as possible. They can get all but about 15 seconds of it down. Maiava with the screen. Williams at the top of the key. Crosses over. Kicks it out left side for Coleman. To the baseline. Up with the floater. It's too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And didn't see the official point. Nary says it's Northwest basketball. They'll have 4 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Callie Bildner back into the ball game for Lindenwood. Williams inbounding for Northwest. Right side Coleman. Shot fake. Dribble. 18-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Northwest. Hayward goes up with a shot, no good. This time pulling it out is Lindsay Medlin. She'll dribble up the court, 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. Medlin over to the right side. Shot fake, kick out top of the key. A three from Sharice Williams off the front of the rim. Into the third, 66-32, Lindenwood's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Northwest with a basketball to start the fourth quarter, and Jalen Haggard fouled out near the sideline. This will go against Sharice Williams. And Northwest will inbound on the near sideline. 66-32, the lead for Lindenwood over the Northwest women. Inbound to Haggard out near midcourt. Haggard will get a screen from Tanya Meyer, working it over to the left side. A double team comes her way. Now to Dentlinger, over to Coleman. Inside to Meyer, on the block, out to Hayward, left side. Fakes on a three, brings it to Coleman, top of the key. Over to the right wing with the dribble to Haggard. Haggard backs it out over to Hayward, left side. A screen from Meyer. Now Hayward on the drive. Stops 10-footer. Good for Zoe Hayward. That's 6 for Hayward. Averages 2.5 a game. Good night for Hayward scoring. It's quickly up the floor. Lindenwood. Ross with the reverse layup attempt. Knocked away. And Meyer comes up with a loose ball for Northwest. Hayward takes the outlet all the way down to the baseline. Brings it out on the corner. Up to Coleman on the left sideline. Now to Haggard between the circles. Williams went for the steal, didn't get it. Drive, kick over to the left side, Hayward, right back to Haggard. Now a screen from Dentlinger. Hayward on the right wing, to the top of the key, Meyer. She will take a three, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. First points of the game for Tanya Meyer, and a timeout for Lindenwood, 8:44 to play in the ballgame, 66-37, the lead for Lindenwood. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Back in St. Charles, out of the timeout, Callie Bildner knocks down a three-pointer from the left corner. Back the other way, Jalen Haggard takes a three at the top of the key. It's no good. And Lindenwood out of there with the basketball. Medlin dribbles behind her back. 69-37, Lindenwood with the lead. Left side, Ross drives, kicks it out to Bildner. Down to the baseline. And now between the circles to Medlin. 7:37 to play in this one. Medlin at the top of the key. Into the lane, no look pass to Bildner. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound underneath to Medlin, and she'll bring it back out. Bildner on the right wing to the top of the key for Williams. On the drive, underhanded layup is good for Sharice Williams. Four for Williams, 71-37 the lead for Lindenwood. Over to the right side, Haggard drives past her defender, Sharice Williams, and hits the layup. That's 10 for Haggard. First Bearcat into double-digit scoring tonight. 71-39 the lead for Lindenwood. 7 minutes to play. Medlin out between the circles. Over to the left side, onto the wing for Ross. Ross down the lane, goes up with the shot. It's no good. And the rebound for Zoe Hayward for Northwest. Hayward across midcourt with it. Over to the left side. Now brings it toward the top of the key. Gives it up for Kylie Coleman. Onto the right wing. Haggard into the corner. Dentlinger to Hayward, right wing. We'll get a screen from Dentlinger. Bounce pass goes inside to Meyer. Knocked away from her from behind. Lexi Moe got a hand on it, and Northwest will inbound. Mallory McAndrews, Mallory McConkie into the lineup for Northwest. And for Lindenwood, it'll be Kylie Ferguson, Jerrica Butler, and Gabby Walker out onto the floor.
Talked about it earlier, but Coach Francis going to the bench quite a bit, really from the opening tip, and he's gotten good production out of everyone.
McAndrews hits a three from the left wing. Mallory McAndrews with all 9 of her points from outside the arc tonight. 71-42, Lindenwood's lead. Bildner at the top of the key with it. On to the left side. Gets it on the wing for Jerrica Butler. His two leading scorers tonight, or two of the three leading scorers, are off the bench. Gabby Walker, one of those. Her shot here off the front of the rim, no good, but she tips the rebound, and Lindenwood will keep control. Garone over to the right side. Bounce pass into Walker. Misses her. Goes off the legs of Dentlinger to Bildner. Now to the right side. Garone takes the three. Misses everything but the backboard. And the rebound for Mallory McConkie for Northwest. Now it goes to Haggard, who sets the offense from the left side. 5:35 to play. Over to the right side. Haggard with the dribble. Now drives. Up with a shot. No good. Dentlinger the rebound. The follow on the left is good. And Haggard a little bit slow to get up for Northwest. Dentlinger with her first points of the night. Garone into the corner. Three-pointer on the way from Butler off the back of the rim. Rebound for Ferguson, and her follow is good. Five for Ferguson. 5:05 to play. Timeout Northwest. 73-44, the lead for Lindenwood over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to St. Charles right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Back in St. Charles, 5:05 to play. Lindenwood with a 73-44 lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Tonight's game underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main, across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Swaddle and Brian Beertaller, proud supporters of Northwest. Inbound for Northwest comes to Macy Williams. Checked in for Haggard during the break. Kehlani Maiava also back on the floor for the Cats, along with Mallory McAndrews. Pass inside to Maiava is knocked away. Gabby Walker comes out of there with it for Lindenwood. Garone on the right side between the circles. Goes over to the left with the pass on the wing to Butler. Butler will bring it top of the key with the dribble. Now over to the right, Garone. Near the sideline, down to the baseline on the drive. Pass to the corner. A three on the way. Good for Jerrica Butler. Second three-pointer of the game for Butler. She has 9 points tonight. 76-44, the lead for Lindenwood. Right side, McConkie. Into the corner, McAndrews. Now up to Macy Williams. Left wing drives up with a runner from eight. In and out, no good. Bildner the rebound for Lindenwood. Gets it out to Garone. Ahead to Gabby Walker. Layup left side. Good for Walker. 17 for Walker, 78-44. Lindenwood's lead, 4:07 to play. Macy Williams with it for Northwest between the circles. Dribbles behind the back, goes on the drive. Kick out to McConkie, a three-pointer on the way, too strong. Rebound tapped, it goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Lindenwood. Nellie Tupawata checking back in for Northwest. Lexi Moe back on the floor for Lindenwood. Dentlinger to the sideline for the Cats. Bildner to the sideline for the Lions. We're inside 4 minutes to play. 78-44, Lindenwood's lead. On the left side, Kylie Ferguson for the Lions. Gets a screen. Kicks out the pass to Butler on the right side. Butler will dribble to the middle of the floor. Spins, goes right with the pass. Three-pointer by Lexi Moe. Nothing but net. So Lindenwood continues to pour it on, up 81-44. And Williams at the top of the key with it. 3:25 to play. Williams over to the left side. Now skips it across to the right. McConkie looks inside. Tupawata takes the pass. Up with the shot. No good, but Tupawata draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for Northwest. Foul call against Lexi Moe. That'll be two on Moe.
Lindenwood opened up this game red hot from the field, really from about midpoint of the first quarter on, and they continue to be at that pace, right? It's just over 55% from the field and continue to out-rebound Northwest 40-24 this evening.
First of two free throws, no good for Tupawata, and that's the first miss at the free throw line for Melee this season. She was 7 of 7 coming in. Second free throw from Tupawata is good, so she hit one of the two. 81-45, Lindenwood's lead, 3:12 to play. Lindenwood with the ball. Garone to the left side for Ferguson. Top of the key, Moe. Over to the right side, Butler. Now back to Garone. On to Moe. Shot fake inside to Walker. Walker to the high post. Takes a dribble. Wants the shot, can't get it. Tries to get it to Garone. She has to save it inbounds to Moe. Inside Walker, shot, no good. But Kehlani Maiava will be called for her fourth foul, meaning two free throw attempts for Gabby Walker. Walker 1 of 1 at the line in the game so far. 2:49 to go. First of two free throws for Walker off the back of the rim.
One area in this game, Northwest has performed better than Lindenwood at the free throw line. Lindenwood now just under 66% from the charity stripe. Northwest has only missed one tonight. They're 12 of 13.
Second free throw is good for Gabby Walker. 82-45, Lindenwood with the lead over Northwest. 2:44 to go. McConkie down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Kicks it out to McAndrews. Fakes on a three. Tried to go to end to Maiava. Ball is kicked by Jerrica Butler. So an inbound coming for Northwest. Kenzie Giese will check in. Giese takes the place of Gabby Walker. Inbound coming from Macy Williams. Looking to get it into Maiava, does. Maiava along the baseline, up with the shot, no good, but she draws a foul and a double team. We'll go to the free throw line. Giese will be called for this one. That'll be the second on Kenzie Giese. And two free throw attempts for Kehlani Maiava, who is 2 of 2 at the line tonight. First of two here for Maiava. Good. She has 5 points. Junior out of Garden Grove, California. Second free throw for Maiava. Up and good. So she hits both. Now 6 points for Maiava. 82-47, Lindenwood's lead. They push it up the floor again. Ferguson on the baseline to the top of the key. Moe fakes on a three, drives on Maiava, and misses the layup right side. Maiava has the rebound knocked away from her, but it goes out of bounds off of Giese. So an inbound coming for Northwest as Zoe Hayward will check in. And Lindenwood up 82-47 into full court pressure. Comes in to Macy Williams. And Williams will dribble it across the timeline. Guarded by Jade Garone. Over to the left elbow. Kicks it out to the right side. McAndrews gets a screen from Tupuwata. Picks up the dribble. Over to Hayward left side. Hayward now with a screen from Tupuwata. On the drive with it. Layup right side. Good for Zoe Hayward.
There you talk about Lindenwood still in the full court press. Northwest really has attacked that press pretty well. They've got 12 turnovers tonight, but I think most of those have been after they've got the ball into the front court.
Pass on to the left side for Lindenwood to Jerrica Butler. Now top of the key, Ferguson. Throws it over to the right side. Gets it to Garone. 1:41 to play. Garone on to the left side for Ferguson. Ferguson at the top of the key with the dribble. Gives it to Giese. 6 on the shot clock. She goes down as she drives, and the loose ball picked up by McAndrews for Northwest. Pass ahead to Zoe Hayward with 1:25 to play. Williams on the right side. Williams on the wing with it. Hands it to McConkie. McConkie with the crossover. Into the lane. Up with the shot. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound on the backside for Kylie Ferguson for the Lions. 82-49 the lead for Lindenwood. 1:07 to play. Garone with it. Works it over to the right side between the circles to Butler. Butler started a drive. Now hands it top of the key for Ferguson. She'll get a screen from Moe. Ferguson on the drive. Up with the runner. It's no good. Rebound for Giese inside. Giese goes up with the follow. That's off the front of the rim. And this time it's an offensive rebound for Butler. So Lindenwood with the ball. 43 seconds to go. Drive by Garone. Layup on the right side. No good. But she'll draw a foul and go to the line for two. This one goes against Mele Tupuwata, and that'll be a 5 on Tupuwata, so she fouls out of the game, the senior for Northwest, and Maria Dentlinger will check into the lineup for the Cats. And two free throws for Jade Garone. The first one is good. She'll get a second opportunity, 4 points right at her season average, 83-49, the Lindenwood lead. Second free throw, also good for Garone. Inbound will come to Macy Williams. Just under 40 seconds to play as Williams brings it between the circles. Over to the right side for Hayward. Now on to the left, McAndrews takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. The long rebound to Hayward for Northwest. Got some pressure, but able to get out of there with the ball. 23 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. Now Macy Williams with it for Northwest as the Cats will fall short of the MIAA tournament this year. Needing wins tonight and Saturday, and some help from Missouri Western. Unable to get the win here tonight in St. Charles. Macy Williams on the drive. Layup left side. Good for Williams. 6 points for Williams. The inbound for Garone, and she'll just walk with the basketball in the backcourt. And that's it. 84-51, your final score. Win for Lindenwood over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with more from Highland Arena in St. Charles, Missouri, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the student body, screen printing and embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The student body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in St. Charles, Lindenwood with the win, 84-51 over the Northwest Missouri State women tonight. And John, it was the run that spanned the latter part of the first quarter on into the second quarter that Lindenwood went on, the scoring drought for Northwest that really did the Cats in tonight.
Yeah, Northwest jumped out and played well the first few minutes of this game, and I was impressed with the way they started this ball game. But Lindenwood got hot at the same time Northwest got cold, and they just went on a run that Northwest could never overcome. In the second half, Northwest played much better, but of course I think Lindenwood wasn't playing quite as focused after building up that big first half lead, but still just a huge, huge hole to try to dig themselves out of tonight. They just couldn't do it.
Final score, 84-51, Lindenwood with the win. We're back with the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back in St. Charles, 84-51, the final. Lindenwood with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. But it's time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, when you talk about effort tonight, really need to look at Kehlani Maiava.
She ended up with 6 points, two rebounds, had a steal, and the game was 4-for-4 at the free throw line. And really the stats don't tell the story for her. She's going after loose balls and playing hard defense and doing a lot of little things out there that don't show up in the box score. And did all she could to try to get this Northwest team back in the ball game, but it just wasn't to be there. But a heck of an effort out of my offense.
Cats were led in scoring by Jalen Haggard, 10 points, also 4 assists for her. On the other side for Lindenwood, leading scorer was Gabby Walker off the bench with 18 points. 15 points for Lexi Moe, so the top two scorers for Lindenwood at the end of this one, both off the bench tonight. Callie Bildner with a double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds for the Lions. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Get our final score tonight in the women's matchup, 84-51. Lindenwood with the win over Northwest Missouri State. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, sliding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.